Hi, welcome to Hot Topics Live podcast. I'm Kia, and this is your reminder that you are amazing and you deserve to be living your absolute best life. And I hope this episode of the podcast helps you to do just that. So we'll talk more about that later. But for right now, I need to ask you a favor. I need you, if you are watching this on Facebook or YouTube, to set your notifications. And if you're on YouTube, hit the thumbs up. And it's a very nice way to say, I'm feeling this. So if you like anything about this program, this episode, you like Gloria Goldberg, you think she's amazing, you like me, Kia, you like what I'm wearing, you like anything about this podcast, give us a thumbs up. And follow us and share it. So we would really appreciate that. And also, I want to tell you a little bit about my co-host here. Her name is Gloria Goldberg. She is the creator and host of Unbreakable Life with Glory. It is a bilingual show. She has been podcasting for a very long time. She's a very popular girl in the podcasting community, and she has amazing episodes that help you feel better when she talks about depression and anxiety. And not only that, she is the co-creator of Hot Topics Live podcast, and she's back today for a very special reason. It is almost, actually it's tomorrow, but it's almost the birthday of Hot Topics Live podcast. So welcome back, Gloria.
Oh, Kia, thank you so much. You're so beautiful soul that you just always remember what we did together. And I appreciate that a lot, because sometimes you create stuff with people and people forget about it. And you always, and when Hot Topics have his birthday, you always, you know, let's come to the show. And of course, I'm here. Oh, you know, every time you need me, because this is also a show that opens me a lot of my of the things of my life. We grew a lot in here. We went through a lot rough moments when we was doing the topics. Yeah. We both was going through a lot of shit, and you know, it was for us like the space for let it go. And I remember you was going through your divorce or separation, and also I was going through something similar, and we said, you know what, this is the only way for us to just like heal. Let's talk about anything. And then we started, remember?
Yeah, I agree. Like, so I wanted to talk a little bit about our journey, because I hope that it inspires people, yes, or they connect to it in some way and feel like, you know what, me too. That's always the goal. Oh, I forgot to mention, if you're listening to this as a podcast, you make sure you check us out live, or check us out on YouTube or Facebook. And if you listen to us or watch us live, you can also catch us anywhere you listen to podcasts now, because, you know, we're everywhere, everywhere now. And you can see on our episode as we do it, especially if you go to the Facebook page, it's Hot Topics Live, and on Facebook, and you go through all of those episodes back to our very first episode. So most people would say that our fibromyalgia episode was our, yes, first episode, which I want to talk about in a minute, but technically, yes, it wasn't. Hot Topics Live was born because it was Veterans Day. And tomorrow is Veterans Day again. And it was born because you asked me to come and be live on Instagram and be a guest for you to talk about what it was like to be a veteran and a woman. And we had so much fun doing that live on Instagram that we decided to create a whole show. And yes, Hot Topics Live was born.
Yes. Yeah. And I remember, Kia, that in that time when we started podcasting, or I started podcasting, there was no podcast live shows. It wasn't.
No.
Mm-mm. It wasn't. No. I think that I think we was like a pioneer.
It wasn't like that at all.
We was pioneers on doing podcast live and then transfer our show into a podcast. And because we get trained to do the podcast without being live. And I said, no, I want to do this live so people can see and feel and not cut anything about what we talk about, like organic. And we started doing like this, and we are, you know, we just keep doing it like this.
Yeah, we keep going. You know, the funny thing about starting Hot Topics Live, I think, was because we just both wanted to try to help people in our own way. I already have the Female Veterans podcast. And so if you haven't heard it, go check it out, especially if you're a female veteran or even a woman or a man who wants to know what it's like to be a woman in the military in the United States. But I started that for a very clear purpose, to share female veteran stories. But Hot Topics Live is a different labor of love. Hot Topics Live is all about wanting to help people just live their best life and advance in life, because it's hard out here and getting harder. So I think it takes community and it takes a lot of voices to, you know, be out here trying to inspire people, trying to share stories, to, you know, we're all going through it together. So
yes.
We sort of like, what's the saying? We're all just like walking each other home. Hey, Holly, thanks for tuning in, girl. So I think that's important, because you know what? Sometimes we're all on different parts of our journey, and somebody has information that you might not have heard. And or maybe we deliver it in a way that's more palatable than someone else giving you the same information. But I think it's just, you know, a really beautiful thing to be able to share what we learn on our journey and to be open enough to share it. I mean, we both went through divorces. When we started Hot Topics Live, we discovered, number one, we both suffer from fibromyalgia. So that was our very first episode talking about what we do to manage fibromyalgia so that we can live an active and productive life. Yes. And there are so many people that suffer from fibromyalgia and don't feel like that they can, because there's so many obstacles and barriers to that illness, right? So that was our very first episode. You can find it on the Facebook page and watch that and find out our tips for managing fibromyalgia. So one of the things I wanted to ask you was, how is your fibromyalgia now?
Well,
are you still
managing it
the same?
No, you know what? It's not anymore in my body, because I changed my whole, you know, the way I eat, and I do yoga and I stretch. But like the things that I had before, remember when I was, you know, married, you know, and living in that in toxic relationship, I think that was making me more flirt, my fibromyalgia. And I also, like right now that you mentioned that, I was more sick all the time, with headaches all the time, in bed all the time, with a lot of stuff. And it's because I was in a toxic relationship. And that reflects on you. And I go back into my episodes at that time, Kia, and I see myself now, like, wow, I really was intoxicated.
Like drunk on drama.
Oh my God. And then I make the decision to get a divorce and move to another location. And I have, like, I think for maybe a year and a half, I don't feel anything in my body.
Wow, that's amazing. So I feel like similar to you, when we started Hot Topics Live, I was separated from my marriage,
right?
And I was just newly separated, maybe almost a year. And I was still dealing with a lot of pain. It was managed, but I had a lot of stress in my life. And fibromyalgia is, you know, flares can be caused by stress. So I had so much stress trying to manage the breakup as we lived in the same house. Which is really difficult to do, because you did it too for a long time. So you know how it feels.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. You know how it feels to be going through a breakup, but living with the person you're breaking up with.
Oh my God, it's literally like a nightmare. Like, oh my God, but you know what, Kia? It's unbelievable that you marry so for such a long time with a person, and one day for another, that person is the completely a stranger in your life, and you can't even stand him, and you've been living with him for a long time, but when the relationship is not good anymore, it's like you feel like capture in jail, like, and it's like, oh my God, when is this is gonna finish? And it's like overnight, like boom, when you decide to separate and you have to live for a while with that person because any reason, oh my God, you have to have a lot of strength, you have to have a lot of I don't know. I go back and see myself last year and I said, wow. And I remember last year I was saying to you, Kia, in 1 year I'm gonna be better. In 1 year I'm gonna be better. And you was telling me all the time, Gloria, this is gonna pass. Remember, Gloria, this is gonna pass. Remember? And I said, yes, I know, but I want this thing to pass now. Please move forward.
It's so hard. I mean, divorce is hard anyway. Like, it's really a terrible experience. I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
No
But it
way.
is hard when you're doing it, living in the same house with a person. For me, I was trying very hard to take Catherine Woodward's approach, conscious uncoupling. So if you don't know what that is, you can see the YouTube videos. Catherine Woodward, she has a TED talk about it and a book, and it's about on the way you break up with someone impacts your next relationship. So if you can break up in a peaceful way and you can sort of maintain a friendship and that kind of thing, it will be when you go into your next relationship, you're more prepared and you're more healed and you're more ready for, to build something in a more positive way, right? And so I was really determined to do that. And I wanted it for my kids as well, because we have two kids, and I wanted it so that my kids and my ex and I could still do things together, and my kids would still feel like they sort of had a new kind of family, not a completely broken up one. And it's tough. I'm still trying. It's still a struggle. It's still a struggle for me, like even trying to keep a peaceful relationship with him, especially now that I have a new boyfriend and I'm
Oh
moving
my
on.
God.
Yeah. It's difficult for him. So I try to have a lot of compassion for my ex. A lot of people will be like, fuck him. Right? But like, I try to have a lot of compassion for him because I am moving on. It's getting serious. And, he's got to watch that train leave the station,
Right.
So.
I don't want to say I'm not ready for love, but right now I'm focused in my projects and myself to build up myself, Kia. You remember I was down to the ground. My self-esteem was terrible. And to build up yourself, and I had a lot of fears, getting divorced, getting separated in divorce, a lot of fears. Like, and I yesterday I had a conversation with a woman that she was 17 years married to 17 years married, and she said that one of the things that it was terrified for her, it was fear. Fear to be alone, fear to be by herself, fear because she relied all the time on him. And if that happens to me, I relied on him all the time. And there was a lot of fear. And it's like you have doubts, like you think you can do it or not do it. And then I said to myself, well, before him, I was doing it. So why this time is like that? So I discover a lot about me being in this relationship. And also going into separation, I discover a lot about me, my issues, the things I did wrong, because I don't want to talk about him because I'm not him. I need to talk about me, and I need to see what I did to not do it again. So for you to cut all those patterns that we create and to be ready for another relationship, you have to have a time, a space. And when I said I'm not close to relationship, no, but you know what? I'm being conscious, and I will feel it when is the time is right. It's in fact, I'm not looking for it. I'm just if it's gonna come. I'm a
For
little bit
sure.
like, I
You know how, so you, I remember having these conversations,
Right.
okay, with you, and I was single and I was like, nope, I'm not ready. I'm not
Yeah, I
ready. I'm
remember.
not ready. I just
Yes.
want to be, alone. I'm working on myself. I'm trying to
Yes.
heal from the whatever caused me to make the choices that I made that ended with me being hurt. I wanted to heal those things. So that led me down a path of learning about core wounds and attachment styles, even narcissism. I had to learn about narcissists and
Yes.
supply and covert narcissism. I had to learn about a lot of relationship stages and do all this deep learning so I could really, it was never about him. It was always about me. Like, why did I choose to go into this relationship? Why did I
Exactly.
tolerate the things that I tolerated for so long? What issues came up in me? What wounds were created from my parents that I needed to take a look at?
Yes.
How did I need to reparent myself? So it led me on a journey, and Hot Topics Live has been such a big part of that journey with the interviews that we've done with so many, like maybe they're not all celebrities, except Mariana is a celebrity, but like maybe they're not all celebrities, but they are all people who are really skilled in their field of knowledge, coaches, and people who know something about rebirthing or breath work or healing trauma or what triggers are and how to heal them. And so my healing journey is really wrapped up in the interviews that we've done on Hot
Yes.
Topics Live over these last 3 years. Because I learned so much from them.
Definitely, definitely. Like I always said, also to end my podcast, like everybody's a master for me. I learn everything from them. And it not necessarily needs to be, like you said, like a celebrity. I think that every single person have a message for you. And I always in abundance to know, in abundance that to be open to receive. And the thing that I discovered getting divorced, it was like you at the beginning when you started like in the process of getting separated, you have a lot of hate, a lot of anger, you were so hurt, and also you start building up, you start like, okay, the first 2, 3 months you cry a lot and then things come down, and then it's a process. But also there's a point like in where I am right now, like I'm afraid, not afraid, it's not afraid, but I'm conscious to see, okay, I'm gonna date again, and I start like a little bit nervous, like, oh, I have to go through the same thing. Like I knowing the person, knowing the family, knowing the whole thing, and then the person have all their stuff, blah, 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 blah. But it's because I still have like a little bit of burn from that other relationship. Maybe the next relationship is gonna be something that I could say, wow, I never thought that real love exists. So I never thought that this guy is like that with me, and I erase all that fear or all that concern that I have when you start a relationship, because you listen, you hear a lot about outside, and especially I hear it's like, oh, outside there's no women, there are no men, there's everybody wants to have the easy way, or everybody wants to go and have fun and all this stuff. Nobody wants to commit. And you know what? That's, I don't believe on that. There's a lot of people that really want to commit. And the point is,
There are.
there's a lot of separation, there's a lot of divorces, means there's a lot of demand for single people. I will be more worried that everybody is marrying and I'm not.
It's so I heard it all. Don't it's really hard out here to be single. If
Yes.
you can make your relationship work, even though you're miserable, like figure out a way to live with the misery. Like, you're in your 40s, you have 2 kids, it's going to be really hard for you. I heard a lot of things, and like
Yes.
that's just the tip of the iceberg of the things that I heard when I was leaving my marriage. And you know what? First and foremost, I wasn't worried about that because I have a natural assumption that I get what I want. I
Right.
have a natural assumption that if I like someone, then I'll have a chance with that. Like it'll work out for me. So that's my natural belief system about dating. Now, it was always about when I'm ready, I'll meet the right person. I always understood that. And when I actually got to the point where I was ready, like I'm like, okay, like you know what? I think I'm at a point. where I can add someone into my life. I mean, I'm still doing my healing journey, but, and everybody's time length is different. It does take right. time. You know, it's right. not like a month and you're like, ready, you're kidding yourself. But like, it does take time, but everybody's time length is different, and how deep of work you're going to be doing and how, what wounds you have to heal. Right. But also when you're ready to get back out there and really truly ready to bring someone into your life with the potential of long-term. Right.
So right.
it took me a long time to get to that point. And when I did start looking around and I started opening myself up to dating, I realized there were so many in my age group, there's a whole like sea of single men out there. And a lot of them had, so they learned like serious lessons about how to be better men. Right. They learned hard lessons. They've had to do healing work. A lot of men right. are really focused on their healing work. I was shocked. I'm shocked at how many men are out here trying to be in serious committed relationships and have done their own healing journey and work. Like, it was surprising to me. I have no shortage.
And they heal pretty fast than us. Men heal very mm-hmm. fast than us. When a man commit to heal, that you need, you, let me tell you, they heal so fast because they're, you know, they are like focused. They like, okay, what is the situation? We are more emotional. We are more up and down. And men is like, okay, what I need to do to fix this? And they do it when they want to do it. So mm-hmm. I'm so glad to, you know, I love when I hear that men are also in the journey of healing, because lately before you see a lot of women, but now that men are coming out and healing is beautiful, because then it's going to be a balance in the planet with women and men are going to find each other to complement themselves and not need to have a man or not need to have a woman, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. Lindsay, I'm telling you, there are a lot of men's groups out there where men are meeting and they're doing retreats and they're like going to groups and they're trying. You know what I mean? You're trying. So it is, sometimes you got to kiss a few frogs before right. you find one. But if you, but see, that's again about natural assumption. I assume that since I met one, there's got to be more. And I met Brandon, when he was doing coaching and stuff, he came on here for the podcast, which was the men's coach. He talked about men's groups and the importance of men doing healing. So right. I, at that point, was like, wow, there's groups of men doing healing. And then I started meeting them in my journey, like not necessarily to date per se, but like talking to men in passing. I met a guy at the grocery store. He bought me a coffee. He asked me, he said, you have a kind face. Can I ask you a question? And I thought, oh my God, that's so nice. Of course you can ask me a question. And he was like, I'm an anxious attacher. And I was like, what? And he was 35 years old. He said, I'm an anxious attacher. And my girlfriend sent me this text and I just want to know what you think of it. And so he read the text to me and I said, oh, honey, that's sweet. It's fine. Like, don't worry. And he was like really worried, you know, because she hadn't texted. And when she finally texted, she texted like a, you know, like Happy Friday or something like that, like very simple, but he was really worried. And then we talked for like 15 minutes about attachment styles, about trust issues, about, you know, spirituality and relationships. Like, it was such a lovely conversation. He bought me a coffee. It was so nice. And I just met him in passing. I thought he was actually the third man I met who talked to me about something like emotional intelligence, attachment styles,
awesome.
You know, spiritual awakening. And I was like, and they, like these men were just put in my path. And I was like, oh my God, they're out here. Like, not to mention the man that I'm seeing is very spiritually awakened and connected and very emotionally intelligent and into all of these things. In fact, he is a men's coach. So he helps men do these things, like do the deep healing work and things of that nature. So I know that it exists. Right?
And but the retreat for men exists. What we need to find out if we can go and cook for them. Like I can go and work. I can work, you know, I can cook for you guys.
I want you guys to be better. it has to be like co-ed, like a woman's retreat on this side, a men's retreat on that side. And then at the end of everyone doing their work for like 5 days, there's a mixer. Like at the end, there's like a party and you can just meet each other and be like, I did the work. You're doing the work.
Yes, let's do the work.
Let's do the work together. Because I mean, who's fully healed? It's a journey. Life is a journey.
Of course.
You heal to a point where you feel like, okay, I can get into this relationship and not freak out or fuck
right.
it up.
Right.
Some way, or my old issues are not going to bubble back up to the surface and like kill this opportunity to have an amazing relationship, you know? So, I mean, that's all a process.
At least you find him in a good place.
Yeah, right. Oh, Lindsay, let me tell you, girl. So I'm going to just give tea right now. Okay. I never went on a dating app before. Until this summer. I always felt like I've helped my friends do their profiles and stuff on their dating apps, but I was always in a long-term relationship. And then I was single and I wasn't ready to date. And then I met some people in person and I dated them. You know, I talked to a few guys online that I knew and sort of kind of like reconnected with them to feel it out, to see if anything would happen. It was like nothing. So,
right.
I mean, then of course there was the actor. So I dated him for a little bit, but I met him in person. After that was over, I was like, wow, that taught me some lessons. Like I still had lessons to learn. So that taught me some lessons. And I had my friend Marta, shout out to Marta. She is my coach Marta on Instagram, I think. And she has been on Hot Topics Live a few times as a female dating coach, right? And she, after one of the shows, she told me, girl, you are a serial monogamist. You are always a girlfriend. So you should go and try talking to different men. She's like, and an easy way to do that is to go on a dating app. Now, before you're like, fuck that, Lindsay. Okay. I'm on 400. Hear me out. Okay. So she was like, you should practice talking to men and you should, you know, not take anything too seriously. Just use it sort of as an experiment. And for a girl who loves science, well, I thought, oh, an experiment? I can do that. So she told me to go on this app called Hinge. No, they're not paying me. Okay. I legitimately, honestly went on Hinge. Okay. And went on there and I was on there for about 2 weeks. Okay. And I had one old man catfish date. What do I mean by old man catfish? I mean, he looked young, but he was clearly lying about his age. Okay. He was at least in his mid 60s, honey, but he did look like he was in his 40s. So I get it. Like it's probably hard for him, really. He looks young, but he's old. That's my point. But yeah. I was repulsed by the lie. So, I mean, it was just never going to work out.
Of course.
And I had to unravel it. And he was kind of a cheapskate. He was giving cheap. So I was like, no. But my point is, I had that experience. I learned from it. And then I talked to, I don't know, several guys. And I learned that men, listen up. Here's the tea. You need to work on your conversation skills. Okay.
Okay.
Ask women questions about themselves. Right? Like
yes.
it's kind of that simple to show interest in her by asking her questions in a way that shows that you really give a shit about who she is or what she's about, right? It's that simple. So I had a lot of, don't come on with the sexual talk too soon.
Oh, no, okay? That would be like, bye. I don't want to even talk to you.
Bye. That'll get your ass ghosted. Okay.
Yeah,
so no. Don't do that. So, maybe it's just me. This could just be a me thing, but don't tell me to call you. I think that's a pussy move. Like if you are a man and you're a masculine energy, ask for a woman's number. Maybe I'm old fashioned, but I don't think I'm alone here.
Like, no, I like that. Number. I like that too.
Yeah. Like, don't say that's weak to me. Like, you're making me be the anxious person and the nervous one who has to do the call and initiate and be vulnerable. That just shows me that you are afraid of vulnerability and you're not emotionally mature enough to handle a relationship with a woman. So and if you're really nice at first and I liked you, I might say, hey, I'm old fashioned. I would prefer if you give me a call. I'm happy to give you my number. And then if you don't say anything, I'm good on you anyway. So it's all good. You're not the guy. But if you then say, ask for my number, I would give it to you and then we could see from there. So what happened was, Lindsay, I went on this app and I talked to several guys and I stopped picking them. So I only picked from the guys who sent me a flower or sent me a like. I no longer looked for guys because I felt like it was overwhelming. And it was kind of fun at first, like shopping, but then it felt overwhelming. So then I was like, all right, I'm going to just go from the guys who show interest in me, because I read an article that said that women often make that mistake. They pursue a guy that they find interesting, and that guy often doesn't reciprocate in the way that women would like, whereas a guy who is pursuing them may show up, is more likely to show up in the way that a woman would want, right? So Lindsay has so much to say.
That'd be cool.
So many times, Lindsay.
Oh, okay.
I've heard. We're gonna have to bring you on the show, Lindsay.
Yeah,
so we can have an episode all about that.
Yeah, you know
what? No, you're not saying too much, Lindsay.
I think if you put too much about you in the profile, they already know like a lot. They don't read. People don't read. So put it mysterious, so they can, you know,
I can engage in the mystery.
Of course.
And I don't even think
you need to put a profile. No, so much. Why so much information?
Yeah, that's what the talking is about. When you start talking to them, I don't think people should get to know all of your, like, everything about you.
No.
Because then they can ask you questions and you can find out on your dates if they make it that far. If they don't make it that far to a date, then they don't need to know all my business. But I'm a private person. So I like things to remain a mystery, like, private to me and the people who know me. And then you get to know me. That's the whole point. So I think I would put less in my profile.
Yes, less.
So
less is more, right? That's what they said.
Yeah. And on Hinge, they give you prompts. So I just followed the prompts as to what to put on there. And yeah, it does get overwhelming if you have a thousand men who picked you, but then you just like narrow them down, right? And then because some of them that picked you, you're not feeling them and you can just sort of like, no, but this one is an option, but this one is an option, and sort of narrow it down. And then, I just talked to them and I was looking and there's a lot of catfish. So you got to get used to like weeding out the catfish. Right. And then I just talked to them and I found someone found me who was easy to talk to. And that was the first attractive thing. I was like, oh, wow, this conversation is just flowing. It's interesting. I'm interested in what he has to say. And he seems to be interested in what I have to say. And it just goes from there. Now, if you would have asked me in July 1st, did I think that I would meet someone on a dating app and actually have a meaningful relationship with them? I would have told you are insane. I would have said, no way. No way. Even if you would have asked me on August 10th, did I think that, you know, and I would have said, I don't know, like this guy seems cool, but we'll see. Now we're, I don't know, 5 months into it and he's really nice and I'm enjoying it so far. So that was my experience, but I had to do a lot of deep healing work to even get to the point of, and I'm still have moments where old issues resurface that I have to work on even going through this. So, I mean, you'll be ready when you're, but I knew I was ready when I felt ready, just like you will, Gloria.
Yes.
And not a moment before.
I'm not in a rush. Trust me. I know I'm going to find my companionship going in an airplane, in an airport, or going in, you know, going to another country in one of those retreats that I go. I'm going to a Tantra retreat in December, so I'm so excited.
We love Tantra on Hot Topics. I think we've had like 4 episodes or 5 episodes on Tantra. So yeah, we'll do one when you get back.
maybe you know, like I don't know what to believe. Like I interview a singer, a medicine singer. Like they sing medicine music, and he's young. And he sent me the other day a song, and he said, "I send you a surprise." And he sent me the song, and I listen. It's beautiful. And then I said, "Why he?" I don't want to even ask him why he sent me that song. I said, thank you so much for that song, but he didn't say anything. So I'm kind of afraid to even ask why you sent me that song. I just receive it like, thank you so much for the song.
And that's what happened. So when your energy starts shifting, things like that start happening.
Yeah.
I call it the goddess energy. When you embrace your inner goddess, you attract in a lot of different types of men. You attract in everything, but you have to use your discernment as to what you want to choose. And it happens to men too. Like when you start doing that healing work and you start showing up as a true divine masculine energy, right? And you're ready to treat a woman right. And you want that, you know, I think it shows up in your energy so that when you cross paths with the right woman, she's very attracted to that, you know.
You know, like, because I tend, because the other day I was talking to my coach about how I attract men. And then I said, I think I'm being attracting men for all my life, like as a, like the first sight. Like when you see somebody and it's like, oh my God, this is the guy. And that happens. And then I said to her, lately, I go to the supermarket, and then when I get out from the car, I see a guy like looking at me like this, and I go like, no, I'm not ready.
You got closed energy. I know, girl, I was there too. I remember I was like, I'm going to date this summer. And then the summer
came, and you
I
did.
Was like, no. It was this summer before this past one. So was like, I think I'm going to open my energy up. And I do remember Julian, our friend, the spiritual guide, he came on a bunch of episodes of Hot Topics over the years. And he told me, your energy is your energy. You can't open or close it.
Right.
I just felt like, but I was not ready. So I thought that I would be ready by the summer. But I wasn't ready by the summer, not this past summer, but the summer before. So it took me a whole nother, like, I don't know, 6 months that I actually started dating in, I don't know, maybe February of this year. And it shows it. So it took me several more months to actually be like, okay, I'm going to accept this date and I'm going to go on it.
But remember, Kia, that the guy that I introduced you, how is his name? The tarot guy from Chile.
Gonzalo.
You had a session with him and he told you you was going to be in a serious relationship before December.
Okay, so if you have not seen that episode with Gonzalo, my God. He was a tarot reader. He came on in July.
Yes.
You can listen to it on the podcast. You can find it on YouTube and it's on the Facebook group too. So if you haven't seen that episode, check him out. If you are into that or you're curious about tarot, you can learn about it there. You can also book a reading with him. So let me tell you what happened there. So that was the beginning of July. Okay. Probably a week later, I had a reading with him. And in that reading, he told me a lot of really cool stuff about life shifts and he doesn't necessarily do love readings per se, but he tells you a lot of information about your life and what's in your energy and what's upcoming for you. And in my energy, he felt a meaningful relationship coming in. So this gentleman that I have been seeing for the last 5 months, I met him probably a week later.
Yes.
Like when he said before, he told me before Christmas, you will be in a seriously meaningful relationship. And I was like, don't know if I'm ready for that.
And he said to me, Gloria, you want me to read yours? I said, no, I just don't want that. I just want the surprise, please. I don't want to freak out.
Yes, girl. He was fantastic. And he was, I mean, for real though, Linz, like a week later, I had a yes. flower on Hinge from this guy who told me I had a fabulous smile and was asking yes. me about the documentary that I'm currently working towards making. And I'm learning how to make a documentary is what I'm doing. And so we got talking about that and we just kept talking and we kept talking and we're still talking and having great conversations. Yeah. So it was crazy.
Gonzalo, Lindsay, Gonzalo is from Chile, and he's been doing dance since very, very young. I think 12, 13 years old.
He's second generation.
And it's the second generation that they read tarot, but he is like more into the spirituality and connected mm-hmm. with the astral letter, la carta astral?
Astrology.
Astrology mm-hmm. And it's like he's amazing.
Yeah, he is amazing. I can't say enough good things about him. I'm trying to convince him to get on YouTube so do general readings for people. I'll hook you up, Linz. Hit me up via private message and I'll send you a link.
He's awesome.
He's on Instagram. You know what, I don't have it with me. Hit me up and I will give you his link to Instagram. Tell them I sent you from Hot Topics Live.
Yes.
Maybe you can get a hookup. So that was another really awesome show. And there's been so much that we've gone through since we started this podcast and so much we've learned and so many yes. great guests that we've had. You know what? One of my favorite of all time, like uh-huh. it still is my favorite interviews that I've ever done with anyone, including on Hot Topics. It was on Hot Topics. So it was the interview I did of you about your kidnap story.
Yes.
It is such a special moment because it was, we did it in January. We had only been doing Hot Topics for 2 months. And it was the anniversary of your release from captivity, from being yes. held as a hostage in Colombia in the dark for 3 straight months in the 90s. And yes. You had never told that story before. And no. you allowed me the first ever interview to ask anything that I wanted about that experience. And I will never forget it.
Yeah, well, that was awesome. And also at this time in 1997, I was kidnapped in this time, because remember it started from October 22nd, 1997. So this time I already have 2 weeks and a half. Yeah, 2-3 weeks and a half in the kidnap. And yeah, it's a powerful story. It's a story that it helped me to transform my life like big time. And I learned a lot. And based on that that trauma and that experience, I'm also thinking in next year to do a retreat based on that and all the things I've been learning and everything, all my tools that I use to heal everything I've been done. And the retreat I want to create is for people that they're ready, like ready to say, you know, I'm tired of this shit. I really want to change. So that's the type of people I want to attract. And not to go to a retreat to see what's going to happen. It's something that people really want to go, because it's going to be physical. It's going to be physical. It's going to be challenge. So I like to be challenged. So, and I heal that way with very extreme stuff, you know, that I like to go hiking and go into the rivers and get in my bathing suit and going inside the rivers, very, very cold. And I do other extreme stuff to be able to heal myself. I heal the anger in 5 months. So I am being discovered a lot of stuff. And that's what exactly I learned for, to help other people to heal and to teach people to heal. And I've been talking to another woman that she's a shaman, and because she worked a lot about the ancestral tree. And let me tell you, Kia, I found with her that this is the root for you to start healing your journey. Like, because I find out that I heal and like disorganized, but it's not disorganized, but that was the way for me to heal. But I found out with her that if I knew before the ancestor tree and work the ancestor tree, I probably will be healed more faster and know more things about healing and get out of the shit that I was in. But you know, is what it is. But that's one of the things that we're thinking for next year, to bring something very challenged for people to really want to be challenged.
Well, that's the thing, you know, healing is messy and it's ugly and it's hard, and people don't want to do it because it's difficult and it's painful.
Right. It is.
It's hard. You don't just go, oh, I'm healed. No, there's work that has to be done in order to make those positive changes. It's painful. You know, one of the most painful things that I've ever done was facing the pain of both of my parents' death, like, and managing that pain and dealing with it, because I'm very good at compartmentalizing and so, mm-hmm. and burying things and blocking it out so I can function, and using work as a way. Hot Topics was one of those things that I did not have to face the pain of my divorce. But guess what? I eventually had to face it in order to be ready. You know, and it wasn't an easy thing, but it, you know, you have to live in the pain. You have to re-experience the pain. You have to feel it to heal it, you know, so cliche, but it's true. So
yes, it is. You need to.
Fantastic.
See that? That's good. I will let you know. Yes. You know, it's important to, when you heal, in my case, I heal physical, and because when you have traumas, you put in your body, and if you don't work your body out and release all those emotions out, you not be able to release other stuff. And I encounter many times that if I don't scream or cry a lot, like means cry a lot, like cry, I will not feel like releasing. So yes, I've been in a lot of different retreats that help me a lot, because everything is for a reason. But I discovered that I need to be challenged to be able to transform and to overcome the trauma more easier and understand more about life. So yeah, that's the project that I'm working in right now, and let's see what's going to happen next year.
I think that's amazing. And, you know, I've always told you, you're the light. You're the light.
Yeah, you tell me all the time.
You're the coach. You are going to help people heal. And it's beautiful, the work that you do on your podcast and all the work that you're doing now and how you're going to help people. I remember actually very early in our journey with this podcast, you telling me that you wanted to create a retreat, and to see it slowly coming to life is so beautiful. I love all the things that you do. And I know that you help so many people.
Thank you so much, Kia, for, you know, to bring up this story that is mean to me. And, you know, next year I'm coming with the book. I'm writing the book. And also, you know, I've been podcasting like crazy. I'm working. And I'm not planning anything. I'm just working and see where all this is going to let me. And I feel like a lot of things are going to happen, and I'm in the process of going there, and I'm very happy for this that happened in my life.
Yeah, it's a beautiful change. So there was a moment in Hot Topics Live history where it was time for you to not be the co-host of Hot Topics all the time.
Yes.
And it was a very sad moment. But we were very happy too, because we knew it was evolution. Even endings bring new beginnings. They do. So at that moment in your life, you were in Costa Rica.
I was in Costa Rica.
The work to heal and trying to decide whether you were going to really walk away from your relationship or give it a go, like give it one more chance. And you were in Costa Rica doing really deep, painful work.
Yes.
And it was so much that you were going through that you couldn't handle one more thing. So it was time to walk away from Hot Topics. And that's also one of my favorite episodes because it's the Goodbye to Gloria episode, which you can see on our Hot Topics Facebook page, or I think that one's on YouTube. Not every episode is on YouTube and not every episode is on the podcast. You can check, but you can definitely find them all on Facebook on our Hot Topics Live Facebook page. So that one was really a beautiful, moving episode because yes. It was sad for us. But yes. We were also really happy because we knew that new things were going to come from it.
Yes, Kia, you know, because relationships needs to be like this. Is sometimes relationships needs to go in separate ways. And you also have to keep feeling the same way. If it's really genuine love for the other person, you're so glad that the other person is going away from you because you know that person is going to grow and you are happy for that person to grow. So for us, it was like, yes, we right now we need to go away in separate way, in separate ways, but we still together. And see, that happens last year, and we still podcasting together. Mm-hmm. It was a reset for me, my life was evolving a lot of stuff in that time in Costa Rica, and sometimes Kia, I forgot how strong I am to be able to remember. I told you I'm leaving to Costa Rica. Fuck it. I'm leaving and I'm going to be by myself. I want to see how I feel about myself. And it was a lot. And I remember too, I lived like with six huge, like a luggage, like huge. I thought I was going to stay there. And then being there, I said, I don't want to come with anything. And I just leave a lot of things behind and was a lot of purging and a lot of beautiful things.
Mm-hmm. It was. And that was really a powerful when you just say, this is what I'm doing. And I did it. You manifested yes. that. It had been a dream of yours to go and live in Costa Rica. And that yeah. was a full realization
yes.
of a dream come true. And our listeners and viewers got to experience it with you going and coming back and still continuing to come and pop in and be a co-host of the show.
Exactly. And we love each other. And then I know, you know, this is going to be forever, like forever. We're going to be like this and helping each other. And I'm a woman that I don't have too many friendships, but the ones that I have, I give all my heart and the way it is. And, you know, we don't talk every day. We don't text every day, but we always are there each other for when you need it. On when I need it. I remember one point in my separation last year. Oh my God, I cry a lot. Remember, I was like crying for hours and I was telling you, Kia, what I'm going to do? I don't know if I'm going to do it. And you was telling me, Gloria, remember that you, all the things that you've been done, how you cannot be able to remove from the situation. And yes, it was a process. And like, wow, what a process.
And I kept telling you, don't worry, you're going to get on the other side.
Yes.
I should do like divorce coaching.
Yeah, you should. You should.
Helping people detach from relationships. And because sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. You're in so much turmoil and so much
yes.
pain. It helps to have someone who's been through it and who's gotten on the other side of it. And honey, I gotten on the other side of it twice now. So
me many times, but this one was the most
that was hard.
Painful.
The longest relationship.
Yes.
And it's hard.
It's hard.
It's so hard. But it's good to know that like you have someone going, listen, in a few months it's gonna feel like this. In a few months, you'll hit this stage of the breakup and you will start to feel this way. And then yes. a year from now, you're gonna feel amazing and proud of yourself and good and like welcoming your new beginning. And you know, and now I'm saying, well, you're not ready to date yet, but give it a few more months. And
I think
probably
so.
Will be. You know what I mean?
And you know why? Because I have a lot of friends that are spiritual people, and I was talking to a medium today because I interviewed him before, and then he said to me, Gloria, do you know that you have a little blockage in the love part? I said, yes, I know. He said, why? Because I said, because last year I promised to myself that I'm gonna do 1 year of celibate. Celibate means
celibacy.
I don't have celibate. Yeah, I'm not gonna have sex or texts or any communication with a relationship with another man, because this is my time. So that promise start last year in December, and I'm going to a tantra retreat to break that you know, not means that I'm gonna go and be crazy. No, but I mm-hmm. in December is the when it's celibate is when it's gonna expire my promise, and I'm gonna go like I said. I have people that try to, you know, like, Gloria, this. I said, no, I'm not ready. But because I promised that to myself, and I need to honor that. If I don't honor that, I don't respect myself, and I don't love myself. So that's what I did. So I said, he said to me, of course, Lori, I know. Yes, that's exactly why. That as soon you open the door, you are ready to do it. I said, yes, I'm going to be ready, but also very conscious of open to.
I will recommend a yoni steam. So there are kits. You can get them on Amazon. I am not being sponsored by Amazon or the people who make yoni steam. But like, so there's herbs, right?
Yeah.
And you literally steam out your yoni.
Yes, they said they said albahaca is very, I don't know albahaca in English, but albahaca is very good for that. So tell me about yours.
So you do, like, it's like a tea almost. I have a little seat,
right?
And you pour the like the herbs, the hot herbs, mm-hmm. and onto the seat, and you sit on it, and you put the seat. I know this is TMI, you guys. And you put the seat on top of the toilet, and you cover yourself with a towel, right? And the steam and the herbs go up, right?
Right.
And what they say that it does is it helps to cleanse. It's all pH balancing and all natural and healthy for your yoni. But what it helps to do is cleanse out anyone that came before. Literally, that just sounded so bad. And actually, it's exactly right. So you cleanse out any previous people, energetic connections that you've had internally, we'll say. And then, and then you're a fresh, clean slate for your new beginning.
Right.
Thanks, George. I knew you were going to know.
Basil. There you go. Albahaca. You know, we need him. He's higher.
He helps with the translations. So that's good. And then there's oils and things and stuff that you can use. Yeah. And there's lots of things out there to help you in this journey as you prepare to embrace a new relationship and all the different ways you embrace the new relationship.
I know. And you know what also another coach told me about it? Like, she said, you know, you are in this process. Every time you go to the bathroom, say hi to your private. Like, hi, how are you? You know, we are here together growing, because you need to connect that part with yourself, because a lot of women don't connect with their part, and it's very important to connect. And so I listened to her. I said, so every time I go to the bathroom, probably people can hear, like, oh, she's crazy. She's talking by herself. I said, hello, how are you? We're ready. Hey, we're going to be ready.
Hey, girl. I rub oil on mine yet again. Okay. Not only do I talk to her, I pamper her with oil. I like Bella Beauty. Again, I'm not endorsed, so this is just girl talk. I'm sharing.
What is Bella Beauty?
Bella Beauty is the brand, and what it is called Perfect Kitty. Uh-huh. And it's an oil that you actually massage on, especially if you shave or get waxed. But like, you can also massage in, but not completely in, but like just exteriorly in. You know what I mean?
So you're coaching me right now to be prepare my kitty.
So, and I think that's really important. And I think an oil is important as part of you. So a lot of people don't realize this. I'm not going to announce what I'm going to do because I have an upcoming project, but I will just say this, that the skin on your yoni should be cared for the same way you care for the skin on your face.
Of course.
So a good oil on your yoni is really good. And actually, you know, I think that it couldn't hurt guys either, because it has essential oils in it. Not only does it feel amazing, but it smells amazing, and it, you know, makes you feel good. And actually this Bella Beauty one is pH balancing, and it's all natural. It's like good stuff. I'm not, no chemicals to put on your delicate areas, right? So I think it's fantastic. And it's a way to have self-care in a more intimate way, which I think a lot of people forget. You know, you should connect to your, you know, your little girl there.
And remember, Kia, talking about that too, and in Costa Rica, I removed my implants. Remember, I also removed my implants.
That's right.
I was connecting with myself, like completely, like remove that implants in your body. That's not you.
Yeah. And we talked about that too. We talked about the pain that you had been having.
Yes.
And then one of the things I remember about that episode was that after you came back and you had done it, you were like, the pain that you had been feeling in your back was like instantly gone.
Gone forever. Like gone. It was like, oh my God. It was something that, it was a sign for me when I was in the jungle, and because I had a pain and I went through a lot of doctors and everything. I went in Costa Rica to doctors and I have anything. And one night I said, can you please show me what is my problem? And then I just like, it's my implants. And I like that night, 3 weeks before, I met a woman, remember, in the volcanoes in Costa Rica, and she dedicated to take people to the doctors. And I said, why I met this woman? And that woman was the one who took me to this amazing doctor, like amazing. She looked for him on Monday, and Wednesday I was taking away my implants.
Just like that. So it's one of those things where I'm like, you are such a strong woman. You go to Costa Rica, you take your implants out in the jungle. you heal all this shit. You come back, you're like, my marriage is over, I'm done. And then you bought a house.
Yeah.
I mean, it took some time to buy the house, but you bought
6 months. 6 months. The only thing I need is a lion.
So, I mean, it's just one of those things. I think it's when you have a natural assumption that you can do things and remember your own power and remember how amazing you are and that you deserve to be living your best life. You don't let anything get in the way of that. And there's a lot of resistance out here. There's people who are well-meaning, but who are naysayers or tell you that you can't or give you the advice that you shouldn't. And you have to use your discernment, because sometimes some of the advice people is giving you is legit and meant to help you. And sometimes it's meant to hold you back. So you just have to use your discernment and make the best choices you can. There's environmental factors that hold you back. Like sometimes you don't make enough money, or you don't, like, you have to figure out how to make the changes to get to where you want to go in life and release the fear of change and the unknown.
Yes. Get used to the change. Every day change. So get used to. Enjoy your life. Every day change. So every day we are getting older, that's changes. So you know what? Just be happy and be free, because we have a very short time. And by the way, I didn't mention that, Kia, that I lost my aunt on Sunday night. Because she got chronic depression and she passed away. And the power of the mind is so strong that they told her that she had cancer in her stomach, but it was treatable. And she said, no, I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave anymore. And she started like, I don't want to leave anymore. And 1 week later, she shot her kidneys. She shot it down, and then little by little she was shutting down until she really got where she wanted. And I told my mom, if she decides to do that, you need to respect that decision, even it was a very painful situation and a big mission for the whole family. But it happens.
It's true. This is, I love the way you said that too. This is how powerful the mind is, because our thoughts create our feelings. When you start thinking that something bad is going to happen, we can bring that into happening. Yes. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. And when you start getting that worry and that tension about whatever it is that you're worried about, you start to bring that into your experience. It's really powerful. So I'm not saying that you can just think your way into a better life per se, because you kind of can, but you do have to take action with it. You have to plan, you have to take action, and you have to, you know, connect with the people and resources that you need to make those changes. But a lot of times people don't think they're worthy of it or deserving of it or enough for it. And that limiting belief within our own selves keeps us stuck more often than anything else around us. We are our biggest resistance.
It was 3 weeks, and she didn't die because the cancer, or she died from a chronic depression. She had depression, but nobody knew. She was complaining a lot. She was bringing a lot of attention for a long time. And, you know, families get used to see one of the member of the families. This person is going to start with the same thing, with the same story. Oh my God, when this person is going to move on. And you know what? My aunt was like that, and everybody was like, here again, and never pay attention to her. And she was going to depression and depression until when she find out. And then she started like, I have pain here. And then she started being hypochondriac, or a person that...
A hypochondriac.
Right. And then she started like that because she want more attention. And again, everybody, doctors. And, you know, people think that when people go to a lot to the doctors, it's because it's normal. That's not normal. And then when you look, you found, and then they found she have a little cancer in her stomach, treatable. And right there, she said, I don't want to leave. In 3 weeks, she's gone.
Boom. That's so sad. You know what they say too? They say that illness in the body, disease in the body is created from the mind and emotions. So when you have unhealed emotions, it can create, like when I lost my kidney, you can look up sort of what the kidney, what emotions like can affect your kidney. And when I looked it up, it was relationship issues, right? And I lost my kidney in 2016, and I had been going through years of, you know, ups and downs in my long-term relationship that I ended up ultimately ending. So, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, a lot of times people can think it's like, woo-woo, but I think there's something to it. You know, it's like all of that depression manifested cancer in her body.
Yes.
It's possible. Yes. But it was completely treatable, and she opted no. I mean, I saw it happen with my ex's grandma, whom I loved. I adored his grandmother. I never had a grandmother who loved me like she loved me. She was so kind to me, and she only spoke Spanish. And so our conversations were mediocre. But we always hung out, and we always spent a lot of time together. And then she got sick, and she broke her hip. And at that moment, she was 93. And at that moment, she decided, I think she decided, I don't want to go through the process of all that entails of recovering. And within a few days, she was dead.
Yes.
You know, and it's just the decision of like, you know what? I'm good. I don't want to do that. And it's so powerful, the mind, like you said.
Yes. And you know what? Because I had a conversation with the entire family by Zoom, because I don't live there in Colombia. Yeah. And I love that one of them say, we are so sad that none of us, recognize that. Mm-hmm. At least one of them is recognizing that, you know what? They didn't pay attention to her complaints. They didn't pay attention about what she was saying, that she needed attention. And I went back what she went through. She was a twin. Her twin died. And then she lost a son when her son was 18. And then she have at the end, she have a lot of issues, like complaining, and And yeah, it took her that route. So I said to myself, you know what? This also teach me that I still very strong and very powerful and very grateful to be able to, yes, I went through the traumas that I went through, but I still here and I resigned to say to life. I love life and I want to live every day. And every day I wake up, I said, thank you. And I ask every day, give me more time here in this planet because I really want to help. So, you know, that's the best lesson that she leave me and is what it is.
Wow. You are just a force to be reckoned with at all times. I just never cease to be amazed of you. Oh my gosh, Gloria. Well, I got to say, this has been a really special episode. Yes. I stayed longer than I thought it was going to be just a quick one, but everybody turned up to watch it. So I figured I will hang out for a while longer. Yes. And I want to thank you for coming to celebrate Hot Topics Live birthday. This shout out to all the veterans out there. Tomorrow is Veterans Day.
Yes.
And first episode was about veterans. So
thank you, Kia, for serve the country. And thank you, Kia, to also to exist and to help other veterans to feel better and to find their way, because you are doing the job for a long time. And I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I have new episodes of the Female Veterans Podcast coming out soon. I have actually been going through a lot of stuff personally. You know, I had a cancer scare. Fortunately, the tumors are not malignant. Now I have to figure out which next steps are needed for me right. to be okay. So it's a process. So I sort of chilled on a lot of stuff. So Hot Topics sort of went on a hold a little bit. The Female Veterans Podcast went on hold a little bit, but I'm recovering now that at least I know that it's not malignant. I feel like that I can focus my energy back on work and less on health. And I have a great support system around me. There was a lot of changes in my personal life, but I'm back. Like I felt the shift. Like November came in and I was like, I need to get back to work. Like I got so much yes. to do. You know, I have a book that's a female veterans podcast, Female Veteran Stories, coming out. And if you know a female veteran anywhere around the world, send her my way. And there's so much work to be done. So I'm back at it. Hot Topics Live is back. We're back with great episodes coming up. Gloria will be back. Matilda will be back. Kala will pop in when she can pop in. I have loved everybody that has stepped in to host with me over these years. My friend Diana, Simon, of course, Matilda, you know, she's always down to come on to Hot Topics Live and co-host with me. And Kala, like just everyone who has been a part of this as a guest, as a co-host. This is the show's birthday episode, and it's been 3 years, and I'm so proud of what we created together, Gloria, and I love being on this journey with you even still.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the invitation tonight, and you know, Hot Topics is my home, and we're gonna keep rocking. I always tell you, one of us go up, we all go up.
We both go up. Yes. We're going up slowly.
We're going up. We're going up. Yes. All right, so we should wrap it up.
I will say to Lindsay, we will thank you for your service as well. We are definitely going to do a episode about Lady Parts Connecting. We do take requests. You have to DM them to me if you want a topic, which is what the show was created for. If you want us to discuss a topic, send me a DM via Instagram or on Facebook Messenger, and I will find someone to talk about your topic with you. So yes, we can do that. And thank you so much, Lindsay.
Thank you so much
for tuning in. Thank you. I appreciate you. And with that, we're going to wrap it up. I would like to say again, thank you, Gloria, for being an amazing co-host for all of these years and always making time in your busy, growing busier and busier schedule to come back and join me on Hot Topics Live. If you want to follow me on Instagram, I'm now on TikTok too, at Kiativity on TikTok. follow me on Instagram. You can follow along the journey at any one of those places. And keep tuning in to the podcast version. Keep tuning in and watch us live. Submit your topics. And let's go for another great year of Hot Topics Live and yes. great guests and great topics and just having fun and real talk. So thank you for watching.
Thank you.
Let's see who is here. Oh, thank you for watching. We love you guys. We'll see you next time. Come back next week. We'll be back with another great episode. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.